With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. First it was rain, now it's wind. A special weather statement is still in effect for Windsor Essex as wind gusts could top 80 kilometers per hour. The winds are expected to die down Saturday morning. IRCA still has a flood outlook in effect through Monday due to 2 days of rain soaking in some areas. Windsor police have arrested a 35-year-old man on drug and counterfeiting charges. The Digs unit raided a home on Church Street Thursday and found 21.4 grams of cocaine and $300 of fake U.S. money. A shotgun stock and ammo were also recovered. The man is charged with failure to comply with an order and possession of counterfeit money. Windsor officers have also arrested a man for alleged bank fraud. Police say the man entered a bank on Dougal Avenue on Tuesday and tried to purchase a gold bar with a phony $100,000 bank draft. A bank employee became suspicious and asked the man to come back the next day. He did, and police were called. The 39-year-old is now charged with fraud and possession of false ID and false documents. It was a fiery mess Thursday morning on Highway 401 in Lakeshore. The OPP and Lakeshore Fire were called to the eastbound lanes east of Puce Road at around 4:30 a.m. The truck's driver was able to get out and detach the tractor from the trailer. The tractor was destroyed and the trailer was seriously damaged. Meanwhile, the OPP has arrested two people following a break-in Thursday night in Leamington. Officers arrived at a home on Mersey Road East at around 7:30 p.m. and found the pair inside. A 58-year-old woman and 29-year-old man, both from Kingsville, are charged with break and enter to commit an offense, theft, and possession of break-in tools. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he doesn't understand the NDP's position on the carbon tax. This is a day after NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said that fighting climate change cannot be done without dividing Canadians. Global News reports that Ontario is one of seven provinces asking for the recent carbon tax increase to be put on pause. Spring has sprung, and that means Windsor's opening its sports fields. Crews are working to prepare the city's baseball diamonds and soccer pitches for the coming season. The goal is to have baseball and softball ready by May 4th, and the 11th for all the other ones. Until then, people are being asked to stay off the fields so that the surfaces can mature properly. Canadian-born journalist Robert McNeil has died. CBS News reports that McNeil died Friday in a Washington, D.C. hospital at 91. The Quebec-born reporter was in Dallas reporting on John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963 for NBC. He later teamed up with the late Jim Lehrer to host what would become the PBS NewsHour. In sports, the Express hit the court against Kitchener-Waterloo Friday night at the WFCU Center. In the NBA, the Pistons visit the Mavericks and the Raptors travel to Miami. Lakeshore is in Tempsford for Game 2 of the PJHL Western Conference Finals. The Canadiens lead 1-0. In baseball, the Blue Jays take on the Rockies and the Tigers host the Twins. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is in federal custody after turning himself in. Ipe Mizuhara has been accused of improperly withdrawing over $16 million from Ohtani's personal bank accounts to pay off gambling debts. Your Windsor weekend weather, a special weather statement is still in effect. Rain ending Friday night, then clearing skies and very windy, a low of 5. Sunny Saturday, windy and 14. Fair and plus 4 Saturday night, partly sunny and 23 Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.